Blog Talk Radio.
Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. And of course, I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. Hello, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome this morning. I'm awesome.
Well, I had a happy turkey and a merry cranberry.
Me too.
I know. It was fun.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, you're the 21st century prophet, Dr. Reggie. You're here with us on for Oracle Friday. Of course, you know, we're both your hosts this morning, and we're here. But I love Oracle Friday, and it's following the day of Thanksgiving. Do we have a lot to be grateful for? Yes. So do you want to take us into...
Yes, I do. Morning prayer.
Okay, so I will wait until you finish.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the energy of a brand new day under the canopy of a beautiful brand new sky. I thank you for peace and power, poise and prosperity, which Circles of Prosperity brings. I thank you for healing and the notion that all is well. We have so much to be thankful for on this brand new day. Let us live in the energy of wellness and wholeness, and that we are always prosperous and we are always energized. And we are always on the road to every good thing, even when we're not aware of it. And we are so grateful, and we honor the energy of gratitude. Because what I always believe is, an attitude of gratitude increases your latitude with God. Be well in everything. Give me inspiration to anoint the power of healing and truth to everyone who calls in. I believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Well, Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get started this morning already?
That's fine.
Okay, so let me remind our audience that we're giving free readings this morning, or if you just have a problem that you want to go talk about, we're here to help you. And in particular, we'd like to really apply the principles that we teach here, because it's about us living these principles, not just hearing them and not just saying, oh, wow, that's really deep, but actually practicing them. So even though Dr. Reggie will give you an intuitive reading, he's also going to be trying to help you to integrate the principles that we're teaching into your life. And this is why, let me tell you why this is so important. Because this is how you wanted to live when you came onto planet Earth. You wanted to experience life, but you wanted to maintain the power that you have from source energy, equal in meaning God. You didn't want to forget that part of you. So what Dr. Reggie is doing is trying to reawaken, not trying. Dr. Reggie is reawakening your awareness of the power that you have because you are a child of God. It's just that simple. We can change the terminology around. We can say you are a part of source energy. You are a part of the universe. The point is that you are not a victim, that you are an empowered human being. You were created from the most powerful source in the universe, the creative life force of the universe. And a part of that is in you. So his guidance is based on that. And he is very in tune with source energy and gently tries to move you, works towards moving you in that alignment. So I want you to keep something in mind. When you say, "What do you see for me?" Begin by saying, "What do I see for myself? What do I see for myself?" Because when you're dealing with a prophet, someone who's in tune with source energy, in alignment with source energy, what you're really saying is, "I need you. I want to join with you in that alignment so I can manifest that which I desire." So now you have Dr. Reggie, Prophet Reggie, in complete alignment with source energy that says, "Yes, I believe this for you." Okay? It's going to expand your experience of your reading. So if you are interested in being in agreement with Dr. Reggie on the joyful life that you desire, please call 914-338-0590. Please tweet your friends and let them know that you're in for a treat. Dr. Reggie, it costs $150 an hour for a reading. So this is definitely a treat for you to have a session with him this morning, a quick reading with him this morning. Again, please tweet your friends. The number is 914-338-0590. So Dr. Reggie, why have you been called the prophet for the 21st century?
Because a lot of people do fortune telling, and I'm not a fortune teller. The difference and the distinctive line is when people get fortunes read, it's happenstance. It's like, "Oh, watch out for Friday the 13th. You have a lot of problems that day, or somebody's putting a curse on you, and I'm the only one that can remove it." That's nonsense. They do things to get money from you, and that's all. I am not a fortune teller. As a prophet or a person who's anointed and endowed with the power of God, you always give them the truth that leads back to themselves to be empowered in the Holy Spirit. That's the difference. There's a different feeling and a different vibration in knowing a person who's a fortune teller or a gypsy fortune teller, and a person who is a prophet or a person that comes with the energy of God or from the Word of God or the truth of God in you and your whole being. That's a difference than somebody who's just a psychic, because everyone born has intuitive ability. You came from God, therefore you have God power. But some people have forgotten their God power by living in this body, and they forget. And living on earth with all the turmoil and the trials and tribulations they go through, and their challenges, that's all. And sometimes I'm here only as a guidepost, a light in the dark, to help you find your way back on that road to your own recovery in spirit. That's what I'm here for, to help you to help yourself.
I think that is so powerful. That one of the things that really stands out for me is the number of people that said, "Oh my God, this is more than a psychic reading." Why do you think they say that?
Because they feel the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It resonates with their energy and their vibration. And there's something to it. When a lot of people say, "Oh my God, my luck is changing. I can't find love. I can't do this." But change is necessary. You know, when you have those results, change is what you need. The Wheel of Fortune is not for people who are lucky. People who are blessed create their luck. People who are tuned in know that they affirm, that they summon these God powers of resilience and renewal inside their bodies. They know that the powers from within them work inside and outside. So when you summon this power to help you to face the world as it is, and it must be necessary to be in the future, your future is what you create and what you make it. If I give you a seed thought in your mind and it's firmly planted, therefore it gives you the power to summon the energy to make your own happiness in spite of any difficult situation. And then when you know that, you realize there's peace, there's healing, there's a new understanding. And you say to yourself, "This is true. and it shall be, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow. Well, let's go to our first caller and see what's going on this morning.
Okay.
Good morning. Area code 484. You're on the air. 094.
Hi there. This is Tonette giving you a call.
Hey, Tonette. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing very well. I wanted to touch on two different things today. My cousin Shiloh, who I had not seen in 20 years because there was a lot of problems in her side of the family, reached out to me a couple weeks ago on Facebook and said, hey, I want you and your daughter to come over for Thanksgiving. And, you know, they picked us up and we went over there, and it was just mind-blowing because, you know, all these years went by, and I think she, you know, has a lot of regret that she, you know, let all these years go by and didn't have nothing to do with me, you know, her first cousin, you know, someone that she grew up with her whole childhood and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think that was a very good positive thing to happen, especially in her life, because a lot of healing, you know, with me just being there, I think she was just grateful that I was there.
Absolutely. She
mm-hmm.
was.
So,
and it's
so
a good thing.
That was powerful.
Yes, it's always powerful. It's a beautiful thing because family is important, you know, and no matter what other people are going through and what they're doing, and sometimes family is also the most difficult, but you know what? Your world is filled with love and with peace and harmony. And
yes.
It fills your soul. It fills your life. No matter what she's done in the past or what happened in the past to separate you, but now the relationship you're having with your cousin is a mirror, and it's an own inner harmony for yourself. And you are willing to change your relationship with family to say, you know what, I embrace this. I forgive everybody. I release the past, and now I'm building a bridge to a more positive and beautiful and God-given future.
Oh, absolutely. And I told her, you know, I don't sit there with any kind of other feeling. I just told her, I said, listen, we have children here that are 12 and 13 and 8 and 7. And you know what? I'm glad that you are changing because our children can grow up just like we did, knowing each other, playing and this and that. And then when they get our age, they're going to have that foundation. And that is what is important. Just
mm-hmm.
forget the past, keep in the present, move to the future, and let's just keep going.
Yes.
So I think that we made some movement there, definitely.
And that's good.
I didn't have to do a thing. She reached out to me.
Right. But, you know, you were willing and you were receptive to her reaching out. You weren't stubborn, thank God.
Right, I didn't say, hey, go get out of here. No, I mean, I'm open.
Right.
So that was a very good flowing blessing.
That's true.
Pictures, you know, we had fun, you know, it was great.
That's beautiful.
And we're making plans for, you know, roller skating next weekend and this and that with the kids. I mean,
isn't that great? It's a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's something to be thankful for. That connection with others in the family, especially building that energy, is very good. It really is. It's very powerful.
Right. Right. So there's that. That was a plus. Now, we're going to go to Danny.
Okay.
I was going to ask what's happening with Danny.
Okay, the last time I think I talked to you was probably last Friday, but
right.
What I've done is, here we go. I texted him, I guess it was a couple days ago. Reggie, I just had a breakdown. Boom.
I was
laying in my bed. I was crying. And he just so happened to respond to my text. But it took him 45 minutes. Like, I texted him, do you want to meet in person so we can talk face-to-face? And I texted that like at 7:30.
Wow.
He wasn't responding. He wasn't responding. And I'm thinking, oh, man, he ain't responding. And so I just started crying in my bed, just face down, crying. Well, by 8:15, 45 minutes later, he responds. and I'm full blown crying now. It's just a river. So
oh my
I hear
goodness.
The phone go. I hear the phone go off, and his response is, "I don't know." Okay, and he does that sometimes. He'll say, "I don't know." That's his typical saying sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So then it just goes worse. I'm like, "Oh my God!" He just said, "I don't know." What? So you know what I did? I just said, "You know what?" He caught me in this down moment. So I'm just laying it out there. I texted him. I said, "Listen, I'm laying on my bed. I'm crying my eyes out. My heart is in millions and millions and millions of pieces all over the place here. And I do not know how to fix this." And he texted me right back, right away, like a second later, "Stop worrying." And then I texted him back. I'm like, "Stop worrying. You know, what do you mean? You know, I don't think you ever wanted me." And then I texted him more. And then that's all he said. That's all he said. And then, you know, the next day I might have said good morning. And he was kind of like, you know, distant a little bit. He'll say good morning. But you can feel that there's, you know, I feel like, I don't know. So then my girlfriend said, "Listen, why don't you just back away a little, get a bit again, and just see what he does." So, Reggie, where are we here with this? I mean, because he got a whole text full of that, and, you know, what is he feeling?
Well, what I want you to feel first before he feels is to do me a favor and do some homework, and this is going to work very well for you, and you're going to thank me for life for this, because this is something I've done. It's called a treatment. And this prayer treatment requires you to do some work. And it's very easy. If you have, or if you have contact with a pink candle, if you have a pink candle, get it and anoint it. Well, how do I anoint the pink candle? Well, one single drop of olive oil all over the candle. It will work all over the candle, including the wick. And then you say, "With this power and my desire, I burn the sacred fire. I call for Danny as my beloved, and Danny comes to me, guided by the light of these flames. I don't care if he's coming from near or far. He's drawn to me. I give love to Danny. I receive love from Danny. And our love is passionate. Our love is intense as flame. Our love is long and lasting. And I believe it is so. And so it is." And then you blow the candle out and imagine that that prayer is sailing on the wind right to Danny's mind. And when it touches him, oh boy, all heaven breaks loose, because this is powerful. When you guys unite, it's going to be an explosion that out here, all the way over here in Georgia. And I want to feel that love and that excitement from you. But when you think about frustration, why is he not coming to me? What is he thinking? Why is he doing this? And my heart's in a million pieces. It's because you have decided that that's what you want. See him differently, and he changes. See him differently, because otherwise you're making him do something that's not in his nature, and that's called witchcraft in a negative sense. You don't want that. Accept him as he is and see him in love and do something to prove your power of love with him by something ritualistic, burning the candle, saying his name, and calling him forth. And watch the difference. Pay very close attention to how he's acting and feeling, and how it comes to you, not just by email or text, but in person, at your door, giving you eye contact and loving you. If you open your mind and open your heart, God will honor you and honor love in every respect. So just do that.
Okay. Now
it works. No buts, no ands, no ifs. If this happens, that means I am praying backwards. Don't pray backwards. Stay on that flow of energy. That's the secret.
Right.
To stay in the realm of what we're saying.
Right.
Stay on course. Don't lose that. When you lose that, you lose faith.
Right. Now,
and when you give yourself no other choice, when you give yourself no other choice, it works every time without fail.
How long do I have to burn this candle?
Until you see great results, and you will. In a few days, normally people see it. Sometimes in a few hours, and people call me back, "Oh my God, it worked!" Well, I expect it to. I want you to have that same excitement about it. Because if you burn it and you don't believe, it doesn't happen. Well, he'll be coming around, he'll be coming around, he'll be coming around. You keep saying that, it'll be 50 years later, he'll be coming around. Don't say that. I see him now. I see the power right now. I ask for Danny to come to me and be with me as my beloved. And Danny comes to me, guided by the light of the flames, in our passion, in my heart. And here he is. I see myself wrapped in Danny's arms, looking deep into his eyes. And that wonderful smile, and that even though he's a workaholic and a work ethic and blah, 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 and so busy, his mind will shift and change because my prayer is on the wind, and that's the most powerful thing there is. It's beyond time and beyond space. It goes into the space of his heart, and he loves me back. Amen. End of story.
Okay.
And it works without fail every time because God does not fail love. In any capacity.
Right.
And so
right.
It is.
And I do have a pink candle here. I do have a pink candle.
See? Make sure it was never used for anything else except for what you want to do because this is new. This is not from something in the past. Something you want to do brand new. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then when you call me Friday, you're going to say, "Oh, my God, I have a hallelujah report to tell you."
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what I want, because it is goodness.
So are you saying that the candle got to be brand new? Because I did burn this other pink candle before.
And that for what reason, though?
I just burned it to be happy, to make the house smell good.
That's not the same reason. This one has a localized and focused intent, strictly for Danny. So when you take that olive oil with one drop, you are anointing it. This is Bible proof. And you anoint that candle. And even the wick, you are igniting something beyond this realm and putting the intention of you and Danny for the sole purpose of coming together and locking that power of love between the two of you. There's a reason it's there. Without you having heartbreak or fear, it comes closer and closer. Far and near, Danny comes to me. And I receive love from Danny. And our love is passionate. Like the intensity of this flame that I just lit, our love is that intense. And it will never be extinguished. This is an eternal flame. And it's in my heart. And this candle represents the physical portion of that prayer. And so it is. You're going to be surprised when you call me back. You're going to go, you'll be doing cartwheels. And I'll see them through the phone.
Oh, my.
So, Dr. Reggie, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay, ritual I love ritual because it's an active prayer.
It is. It's physical prayer. When you perform candle stuff and doing rituals and prayer, your subconscious mind reaches a power point and says, "You know, I'm going to make this happen for me." But you're not forcing Danny. You are allowing Danny to love and release all the pain that Danny has experienced, even in his childhood. If his father abandoned him, he doesn't know what love is, you're erasing all of that with the candle flame. Flames do what? They burn and purge and bring things new. When gold is made, it's furnished with flame. It makes it renewed. So the energy of love with him, with the lighting of that flame, is a symbolic gesture, but your subconscious mind sees it as something very real. So the ritual is a prayer. It's a physical component to your asking prayer, and God recognizes it, and by your faith, he honors it. And so it is. That's how it works.
So when you're doing the ritual, and after you've completed the ritual, what do you do?
Be grateful. that the prayer is answered. Jesus said when you pray for anything, and whatever ritual is done, when you ask your Father in heaven for anything, believing that you receive, it shall be. And so it is. It's declared, and it's affirmed, and it's decreed that it's real in your life. Everyone deserves love. Danny is attracted to Tonette for a reason. And even though he may not see it, and even though she may see it in the reason, but the power is there. The power of love transcends everything else. And it's so linked and so powerful and so forceful. There's a heartthrob energy between his heartbeat and hers, and it matches. It's meant to be. No matter what the lesson is to be learned, that lesson is going to be learned in this lifetime now, so they won't have to play this cat and mouse game eternally. We don't want that. We want it to end right here, and the karma to be broken, that now is the time. And I love him, he loves me, end of story. And the ritual sets it up. I'm honoring God, I'm honoring my heart. I feel the heartbeat of my love for this person. I light this candle and this flame. I send it in his name. Danny, come to me near. Danny, come to me far. I can feel your presence, and here you are. Thank you, God. End of story. And I release it, and I thank him, and God makes it possible because my faith has made me whole in the energy of love.
Okay, so now, Tonette.
Yes.
Because I know you, girl, okay? You need to do the ritual, and don't text. Do the ritual. And just know that everything is going to be okay. Don't, oh, my God, I wonder if he's going to. Don't do all of that. You got to do the ritual from a place of, I know that it's okay.
Right, and I'm going to go buy a brand new pink candle. Like Reggie said, I'm going to anoint it, and I'm going to work on that candle.
That's right.
That's right.
And the results will be amazing. Oh, my God, you'll be calling me laughing and crying through your tears. This is going to be fabulous. Because I expect good things to happen from you, because you are full of love, and so is he. But he's a little nudge, that's all, from the universe.
And so, Tonette, now, from week to week, you've called in. What is the lesson that you think Dr. Reggie is trying to share with you? What are you hearing?
I am just hearing to be positive, to love, you know, everything is. It's very positive. When I call into this show, it's very positive.
Mm-hmm. So the recurring theme that I hear is Dr. Reggie is really trying to get you to move to the place that when you ask, you must believe that you will receive.
Right.
And what happens from week to week for you is that you go into this mode of doubt and fear and worrying about whether it's going to work out or not work out.
Right.
And so he keeps giving you the encouragement to just know that everything will be fine. And don't try to overanalyze every little part with him.
And I think that's something very positive because Tonette is a very beautiful, sensitive person.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work on a hotline where a lot of psychics were involved, and they would have, well, one person told me this, one person told me that, blah, blah, blah. And what is he thinking? Why is he doing this to me? Blah, all this stuff. And all those things add to the whole cauldron of doubt and fear, and it destroys the love. Love is very positive and uplifting. So when the positive thing happens, the law of the universe says every positive thought neutralizes or destroys every negative one. So I'm going to stay in the realm of positive energy of which I was created, and the realm of possibility, and the realm of love, and the realm of endearment, and the realm of the Holy Spirit. And I know that when I send my signal out to the universe, it comes back to me in concrete form as love, as me, and matching that wonderful vibration. So thank you, God, that Danny and I are together. It finally happened. I seal this energy with the flame. And when I blow it out, the angels carry that energy on the wind and send it to him. And now we're united. Amen. And thank you, God.
So do I just have to burn the candle, say the prayer one time? Or one,
yes.
What,
and
what?
Then if you feel good about it, when your feelings are great, you'll feel this energy in your body and in your heart. And when you do, that's a good thing. If you get a little bit of doubt, light it again. Do the same thing. Light it one more time. And then you'll feel better and better as the time progresses. And then by the seventh day, which is next Friday, even before, you'll feel good. You'll hear from him. It'll be great. You'll guys be together. It'll be great. Just keep on holding on to the faith. Don't let go of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Tonette.
So I will call you next Friday, and I'll give you the good report.
Good. I love it.
I do, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know what to do here.
All righty.
All right. And you guys.
You too. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. I'm sorry I cut
you
off. Bye-bye.
You too.
Wow. I love that pink candle thing, Dr. Reggie. Let's go to our next caller.
It's a very powerful process because your subconscious mind activates the faith. When you first light that candle and it's done, if you're anointing the candle, something mysterious happens. It's very powerful. Okay, who's the next caller?
Area code 443-6259.
Good morning, my sister and my brother.
Hey. Is that Cody?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
How are you?
I am great. Thank you for asking, Dr. Reggie. I experienced my mother died 3 months ago, and it was a difficult time for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I realized is that I love my mother much, much more, and I didn't think I was going to miss her as much.
Of course.
So what happened day before yesterday, I was looking at the X Factor, and they had a young sister on there who had went some drought, went through some things with her and her mother and everything.
Mm.
And she just sung to her mother on X Factor, and I just lost it.
Oh, my God. I can imagine. I can imagine.
Baby.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough, after I get through, I call my sister, the one that's next to me,
mm-hmm.
and I talk to her, and it was just, I must have talked 3 hours. I don't know. We prayed, we cried, we talked, and she said she lives in California. She's on the line now. I asked her just to tune in, just to hear Circus of Prosperity, and it's 4 o'clock where she's at. So.
Oh, I know. It's early, early out there. I know.
Yeah. But I wanted her to hear our Circus of Prosperity. Well, what happened was, yesterday was the first Thursday, or first Thanksgiving I had ever been in 67 years without my mother. And even if I wasn't near her, I'd call her, because it was just something that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked, and you know, I had been going through some things with 2 of my sons. She suggested that I call them. I called them, wished them happy Thanksgiving. But life is too short.
Yes, it is.
And I mean, really, I got through yesterday. I mean, I still have the challenges, but you know, yesterday was, and then I came home early. It just kind of just sit here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to my mother, and I, you know, I let her know it wasn't as easy as I thought it would be, you know, because I'm telling you, nothing like your mama.
You know, that's true. And you know, she gave birth to you, and there's a very powerful link between mother and child. No matter how long the mother lives, or how long the child lives. And it's a wonderful experience. I'm glad you had a time to enjoy your mother for as long as you did.
Me too.
And some people, the children die before the parents, and that's very hurtful to the parents, and vice versa. But no matter what, from the depths of your soul, Cody, and to the heights of everything in the world that exists, the joy that rises in you comes from you drinking of the elixir of the happiness you had and the delight that fills you and the world from the wonderful mother that you had. And guess what? Even though she's not in her physical body, not in her container anymore, you can still have that happiness with her. And when you talk to her, believe me, she talks to you. And there's another special secret. When you think of her out of nowhere, she's thinking of you. Mm-hmm. Even though she doesn't have a body, she still has emotions and a personality. Yeah. And that's what God told Moses. He said, I don't have a body. I don't have a body. And he spoke from the burning bush because he created everything. And even though I don't have a body, I still have a mind and a persona. And it permeates everything. Just like the sun shines on you wherever you go. Wherever you go. And the symbol will appear to you. It may be a butterfly. It may be the scent of roses or something that your mother wore, but it will always let you know as a reminder, as a heartfelt reminder, that mom is here. Mm. My mother is here. And even though you go to a workshop or anything, when we do mediumship or whatever we do, whatever classes, something will happen that will remind you that your mom is here. And what a beautiful honor of your mother, not in sadness, but in joy, that you honor her. What a wonderful lady she was to bring you and your sister into this world, and you're calling upon that wonderful cosmic force of mother, the divine mother, the aspect of God, the divine mother, which gives you power over pain and love over anguish, always as a reminder that this power comes from light and laughter. And your mother brought you much of that, and see that always, and it will always be in eternity when you're linked up once more with your mom.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I won't take up any more. So much I want to say, but I know it's a lot.
Oh, please do say something else. If there's something on your heart, please express it. We want you to express yourself.
Well, I got a loan modification family. I think I told you about that some weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I knew it had to be God that sent it to me. Because I didn't qualify for nothing, according to them. But what happened was I paid, I had a piece of rental property.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady that's working in my office, she paid that mortgage for the rental property.
Okay.
And what they did, they applied it to my loan modification property, which I don't want nothing to interfere with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of looks like, from my perspective, is that I have some more properties. They knew about this property, but I guess by her paying the mortgage for that property and they applied it to my home here, then that seems like, you know, I have paid my mortgage twice for 1 month. So they had to take it out the mortgage. The first one is, you know, when you get a loan modification, you get a 3-month trial period.
Right.
Right. And I paid
to make sure you're able to pay for the new modification rates.
I'm mm-hmm. able to pay for it. But what happened was I need to get this straight, in other words, Dr. Reggie, because I don't want nothing to interfere with this loan modification.
Right.
And what it appears is that I'm paying for 2 mortgages and I got this and it applied it to the 1 loan, and it seems like, you know, I got more than I had, you know what I mean?
Right, but see what they're doing is, and they should not do, and it's illegal in the business, in the mortgage industry, it simply works for some people with mortgage sometimes. They cross-collateralize one mortgage for another. That's illegal in every business on earth. No matter if it's business, a record business, or any business, when they take one thing for payments, they apply it to another for somebody else's benefit outside of yours or vice versa. It's not right. But you know what? What you're doing is, with your prayers, your channels are going to be open. And you have made a choice to have this ideal home that's ready for you. You have it easily at a wonderful price. And now you're prepared to have many happy memories in this house. Thank you, God, for my house. Thank you, God, for my house. Thank you, God, for my house. I live in this house of comfort. It's a haven of serenity, security, and joy. And for many years to come, I will this to be so, and so it is.
So it is.
And that's it. Everything else is a whisper to the wind. It's gone.
Yes.
Because you have a very strong, powerful will given to you by God. And exercise that will and let it happen.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Right.
This is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Fine. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right.
That's a general reading. I don't have no questions.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Reggie, this is Barbara. She says she wants a general reading.
Well, good things happen. I feel good things happen with Barbara. She's doing a lot of things, but I feel that something with career is something very powerful to even your own business. She's got a very entrepreneurial spirit, but sometimes it fails her in her own way. What's going on with you, Barbara? You have a business already?
No, not. No, I'm still at Whole Foods.
You're still doing what? At Whole Foods? But you need to, you know what? Practice on your having a business, because you are a very powerful person. And the thing is, everybody compliments you on your personality. Because even at Whole Foods, the energy, what you're doing, people love you and they respect you. And the way you arrange everything, you have a creative ability. The way you make things designed and presented, the presentations are beautiful. Everyone comments on that. And guess what? Not only the presentation, but your personality. People always comment on how pleasant you are and how loving you are. And it's not always easy to be that way because you go through difficulty. But when it happens, you're always loving and always supportive. And guess what? That's a great business, to be a hospitality host or hostess and making everybody else shine in their business and making it beautiful. That's a gift that God gave you.
Yes, that's true.
I know.
That's true. I think I got a little comfortable with my job, but now they kept off the pain, and I'm proud about changing over. But now I think it's here, which I should get rid of.
Right.
But
you have another power. People have come to you in the past who are celebrities in different areas of life, and they've come to you, and the thing is, it's a good thing. They have the power and the money and the resources to help set you up in that business, and not looking for anything in return except you maintain that love in the energy of life. And it's a good thing. And you have to always thank God for that. And your beautiful children, always being grateful, and you'll receive more power. When things happen like, oh, my God, my car is breaking up, it's getting crazy, my car is going to explode, it's overheating, it's doing crazy stuff, that's a sign that something else in life is getting crazy and out of whack. And the energy of your thoughts are out of alignment. Get back in alignment and find at least five things that you're grateful for. And watch how things change strangely. When you give God gratitude, even though there's all kind of challenges in life, money challenges are the craziest, and that's why people work so hard and do so much, trying to get money to pay for their bills. And when money even itself is a challenge, what we have to do, and sometimes even me, I forget, stop and think what I'm grateful for right now. That is a very powerful thing. And we thank God for even the challenge of learning the lesson. Suddenly, an opportunity shows up out of nowhere. You know, and it's amazing. It always comes right on time when we change our mind and change our thoughts and habituate something differently. Our habits are very powerful. So your habits are now, every day when I get up, I'm not just going to get ready for go to work and take a shower and go wash my hair, get ready for work and brush my teeth. No, another ritual is important. It's called giving thanks. That's what we call Thanksgiving. You are giving thanks for everything, not just one day in the year, but every day in the year to the power that created you. And the energy of thanks. Those people landed in this country to give thanks, and it was rough for them, very, very hard. And they celebrated by coming to this country and anointing this country with the power of God. and that they would do no evil, as it came from Europe and Spain and other places. Politically, it will be safe and sound and based on the premise that God is the ruler in our lives and in this country. And we cannot forget what it's for. So we are thankful for all things, no matter how difficult it seems. We are thankful and give God the energy of thanks for the power of learning. You have a new spiritual learning curve, and that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a general thing. And with the life energy, you're changing things in your own life. You're changing, even at being at the Whole Foods place. That's a wonderful place because Whole Foods represents everything that's pure and organic and healthy. And that includes you as an energy factor in that place. When you walk through that building and you integrate your energy into that whole place, and energy inside of you, Barbara, is so dynamic and so powerful, it overshadows everything else, and people will see that shine in you and say, oh, my God, who is this woman? I know they do, because that smile and that sparkle is from God. And keep that up, because you know what it does? It lifts the spirit of the entire building. It lifts the whole spirit of the place. You walk in the produce department, in the seafood department, everywhere, wherever you are, it will shine because whatever you touch turns to gold. Keep that in your personality and in your mind with God, honestly. And you'll attract everything in your life, including the man of your dreams. Okay? And keep that joy in your heart. And everybody will accept this guy, even your children. Even the one child that's older will accept this too, because she wants to have her own business with entertainment, and it's going to work out well for her too.
Yeah, she's right beside me. Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes, I can barely hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now? Hold on, let me turn out Reggie's mic off. So were you saying that you have an opportunity?
Well, you know, even the customers coming to the store, that's when he was talking about celebrities that come in there. I had one man who saw a movie. He asked me, he says, I see millions around you. I said, what? He said, did you have millions before? I said, I have had millions. I said, you must. And then he said, he was on a movie and he wanted me to do he said, I really want you, you need to change over. And I said, oh. And I kind of brushed it off. And then other people, like even with the fashion players, his wife, Gonzalez's wife, she comes in there, and she comes to California and come back. She remember my name, and she they come in there and give me hugs and bring the kids for me to see. I mean, just a lot of different celebrities come in there. And they come to me, Andre 3000. He can be on one side, as soon as he see me waving his hand. So that's true. They do come around me. And one lady, she does stuff for a lot of celebrities and everything. She came in the store. She's supposed to call me and see if she can get me in. Because I like to be a personal assistant to someone.
Uh-huh.
I go for a thing. So she's going to try to get me in there. I called a number trying to get in and stuff like that. But they saying I need to do free work and that's right. But I can't afford the free work for 40 hours when I have kids. So,
right.
But sometimes it's calling who you know. So I'm just, you know, I would say, you know, maybe, you know, she'll call me. She'll call me. She's a lot of it. They have people on food load, too.
Mm.
And I think it makes sense. Now my job kind of kept the money off where I'm at in my department.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to do that. I'm going to make the same amount of money. I'm not, I have to change over. And I think I need to get rid of that fear of how often I feel if I stop doing this and do something else. So I just think that I see a lot of people and everything is right there for me. I love my job. I love it. I mean, a whole lot of different people. I enjoy my job. But this lady, she was, you know, she was supposed to call me about another job.
Mm-hmm. Well, You just said something that's very, very true. There, it's all around you, so it's a matter of you just you know, being clear about what you want, because you're in the place for it all to happen. I love how Dr. Reggie just tapped right into your personality and how that energy is flowing around you. So thank you so much for calling in.
Well, I do feel this too, Barbara, that a new stage of evolution is right before you. And the power that you're looking for and the power in your body and in your mind will turn the wheel of heaven, and that these changes that you're looking for with this prayer will continue to make you a better person and better yourself, and it will be all around you. And say to yourself, this is a wonderful change. Thank you, God, for change. Thank you, God, for my work is getting better, and this work is like magic, and I thank you. And so it is. And it will be always for you in a good way. And you'll see what you have to do. God will alert you. You'll feel what move you have to make, if any. Okay?
Okay.
And you're using your intuitive energy to guide. That's what it's about, your feeling nature. Always.
Oh,
and when you take that with your faith and take it, you can move mountains. And move the heart of a king or the heart of a famous actor or the heart of the president. You, as one person, can affect much change. What does the Bible say? The prayer of the righteous person has what? Availeth much. It has much power. One person can affect major change. One person created wonderful gadgets in the world. A black man created the stoplight and the washing machine and the refrigerator. One person, black person, became the president of the United States, which they thought would never happen in this lifetime. You're living it. You have a dream and want to affect change in your own life. Change is powerful. Change is positive. Change is a wonderful thing that's inexorable in your life. And say, God, I thank you for all change, because change makes a moth turn into a butterfly, something beautiful in the chrysalis that it has. You are a person of power and magnitude and brilliance and joy. You walk this path of the Holy Spirit. So always be in that energy, and no one can take it away from you, because it's stamped, sealed, and approved by heaven under the auspices of the Holy Spirit. And so it is. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, sweetheart, and have a beautiful, blessed day and a wonderful weekend. Okay.
Wow. Now let's go to our next caller. Area code 613. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Where is 613?
Canada.
Oh, my goodness. It's fantastic.
What is your name?
My name is Donna.
Hey, Donna. You have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Just what you see for Cameron and I.
Cameron is a wonderful spirit, and sometimes Cameron's energy can be kind of flaky. It's back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Doesn't mean to be. That's a cycle, and it's there for a reason. It's a powerful reason to teach you everything. Now, has Cameron been in a relationship before that led to divorce?
Yes.
Yes, and see, that's the fear. And that fear comes from, you know, my God, I don't want divorce anymore. I know that that's a place I don't want to happen. I still have that fear in my life. And even though our paths are now separate with who I was with before, but I got to remember I have to maintain harmony and cooperation with this new person. And I agree to their wishes. And even though this other thing was legal, and the procedures may have gone smoothly, maybe not for her. She wants everything out of anger. But the judgment is going to be good on my part. Everything works in my favor. So I have to be content for who I am and love this person right where they are and forget about the past. And the way you convey that to him is let him know, face to face and heart to heart, I'm not here to hurt you or control you, do anything that you don't want to do. I'm here to help you fulfill an energy with both of us and to make it work for us. That's why I'm here. And Cameron is a good person. He's a leader. He was born to do that. But his fear comes from he doesn't want the same thing to happen to him that happened before. And let him know, I'm not that person. I'm here to love you. And I know he knows that you are. Sometimes he has issues with energy in his mind. If he gets quiet sometimes, oh my God, what is he thinking? Why is he being so quiet? He's not talking to me because he's thinking about the past. Let's get out of the past and come into the present and let him know I'm the person you've been thinking about. That's why we're here together, okay?
Yeah, so right now he's gone quiet, so I don't know if I'll hear from him again. So will he be back?
You will. And the thing is with Cameron, even though he was back and forth and back and forth and out of your life and comes back, it's emotional. And even if there was an argument, and there may have been an argument either on your part or his that tore it apart, I don't want to talk to you either. But if somebody stomped away or get crazy, you know, that's not on you. It's on his energy because of what he's gone through before. Actually, Cameron is actually hurting. And it takes your energy and your smart, intelligent wisdom to say, let's talk about it. I want to be happy too. I want to be right with the world. I want your world right with me. So let's get over. Let's start again. Let's clean the slate like the Etch-a-Sketch and start over again, and we can. And say it in your mind, and watch how he comes back to you. And he'll come back again.
Do you see us spending any time, like he lives a distance away, spending time together, like in person?
I do. That's just a temporary detachment. It's just temporary. It's coming back again. You have to reattach the energy cord between you and Cameron.
Yeah,
and release all the trouble. Release the old patterns. Don't think about the negative stuff. What if? But suppose. Why not? None of that. Just keep a straight line and say, you know what? That which gave me pain and anguish, I release. Now I bring in with Cameron, right here, right now, the power of light, love, and laughter. End of story. And Cameron comes to me, and he will. I promise you that. Keep sending that message out to him from your mind to his. I'm releasing all the things that brought me anguish and all the things that brought me pain and trouble, and I send forth the energy between my mind and Cameron's heart for him to come back to my life. And we're spending joyous time together. End of story. And so it is. Thank you, God.
Yeah, so that's what I've been trying to do.
Okay, just do it. Don't try it. Just do it. That's the energy. And don't. Well, he hasn't answered yet. What's going on? It's in God's timing. Let his mind go through all the stuff he has to go through to get over his pain and over his hurt. And then his thing is clear. And then he's able to come back to you and give all of himself to you and all of his time and attention to you in love. That's what love does. But just to meditate on it and see it. And know that it's coming to you. It's a wonderful energy.
Yeah.
Don't want to discourage anything. So have it all in balance, all in harmony, and all in love. And so it shall be. There is no time for evil or vindication and all. Why'd you do none of that? Don't even think about the past. If you think about the energy, whatever you focus on expands. Don't think about what happened in the past. Why is he not doing this? What is he thinking? Why is this happening? No, none of that nonsense. You can't change his mind because that's witchcraft in a negative way.
Yeah.
You want to do this in a positive way. I know he's going through a lot of turmoil and pain. I'm helping him and myself. I release my own pain and energy and anguish, and I accept and embrace his love. Bring him in my energy field. Bring him in my presence. Set him in my path. Thank you, God, so much for doing that. And let us get along in harmony and love. Cameron and I will be together, and we'll be happy. Amen.
Do you know when I might hear from him again?
I do. I feel it's going to be sometime in December. So when we break, like not the end of November because it's already here, but around December the 7th or 8th, whatever that day is, I feel that. I'm seeing the calendar energy about that. So hold that seed in your thoughts and in your mind and see him coming back to you with a different kind of energy, a different spirit, and say, oh, my goodness, this is wonderful. It's changing things, and I'm open to it, and I'm grateful for it, and I embrace it, and thank you, God, for that, and so it is.
Do you know when we may see each other?
Around that same time. You know, I think, but I want you to see him now in your life. That's the secret. Don't think about being way off in the future because the energy doesn't know future.
Yes.
See it now. See it now. See it now. See it now. And when your mind is comfortable and relaxed to see it now, you will have him now. That's the key. There is no such thing as past or present in the future. There's only now. I am that I am, said God. Not I was that I am. Not I will be that I am. I am right now that I am. I am. So I accept the power of who he is, and Cameron's in my life right now. I don't care about the past. It is dead. I'm not going to dig it up again. Let the dead bury the dead, said Jesus. Now you want to bring him in your life now. He's alive and living and going to be happy with you. End of story. No other thing. It's the 17-second rule in the law of consciousness. All that stuff is not. It's more than 17 seconds. The 17-second rule is, I see him, I love him, that's the way it is, he's in my life, end of story. Close the books.
Okay.
Okay?
That's very, very helpful, for sure.
It works all the time.
So I should just...
But when you doubt, you do without. When you believe, you receive. That's the law, and it works.
Yes. Thank you so much for that.
You can try that. And like I told the other lady on the phone, I think it was Tonette, who was about the love life, and Danny, I'm not sure. But when you see that, that pink candle works every time too, because pink is the color of love and prosperity and eternity in energy consciousness. And when you burn that candle, you do the same thing and see him coming back to you. And if you do another trick too, cinnamon is a powerful spice. It's good for helping diabetes and stuff, but cinnamon also does one thing. It's called the fire of God as a spice. And who is the angel responsible for the fire of God of the heart? This angel is called Uriel, U-R-I-E-L.
Yes.
And those angels have I-E-L at the end of their name or L at the end of their name, meaning God, and also meaning the shining ones. Uriel, Michael, Gabriel, all those names mean the shining ones. I call on the invisible power of the angelic realm that God made to help man, that they come in, and Uriel, the fire of God, blaze and turn this fire in my presence, the fire and flame of passion and the fire of love for this person to come to me. Let Cameron be in my life and I in his. End of story. Put up a firewall of love. End of story. End of story. Thank you, God. Gratitude. Thank you, God, for bringing it to pass.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
So I should wait then and let him
he'll make the move.
Approach me.
But not just waiting. You're waiting being active. How can I be actively waiting? Because you're burning your candle and doing your meditation and seeing him right now with you. And if you call me back, I swear you'll have a good report. You'll be happy.
Okay. Do you see an eventual relationship with Cameron?
You're asking the same question over and over again.
Oh.
Do you realize that?
No.
You're having doubt. I don't want you to have doubt.
Okay.
I see Cameron with you. I see Cameron with you. Do you?
Yes.
Okay. End of story. That's how all it takes, that you feel it and you see it. And that relationship is powerful and permanent. Please see that and see it now and do it before the 7th of December. And keep seeing it now. Burn that candle. Do that ritual. Say that prayer. Blow out the candle. Next day, feel it, see it. Next thing you know, he'll be calling you and being with you, and you guys will be happily ever after. You've got to let me know what happens.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Dr. Reggie, we're winding down here.
All righty.
We've got a couple of more callers.
Okay. Let's get to it. Then as we wind down, let's get to it.
All righty. Let's see. Somebody's call dropped. And
they probably got an answer.
Is this Nikita?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm a first-time caller, but I'm going to continue to be calling. Such a beautiful, beautiful energy, beautiful spirit.
Oh, thank
something
you so
that
much,
I have,
sweetheart.
I have been lacking that, you know, that energy myself. So I'm just thankful to be in, you know, the flow of it this morning. My name is Dakita, if I didn't say that before.
I heard it. I love that name.
Thanks. I'm going to tell my mother. my question is, since January, I've been out of it. Well, since 2009, I've been on my ass. Excuse my French. I've been on it. And it's the first time I ever fell in my life. And it's been hard for me to pick up, even move. And it's hard for me to even find a place, find a job. It's like, I know in a lot of ways I had blocked myself. And then I just don't know anymore. Been uncertain, unsure. You know, I've prayed, I stopped praying. I stopped going to church. Stopped doing those things that edified me. So here I am.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
These are good things. What did you learn from that experience when you were, excuse me, on your ass? When you fell from grace in your own mind, where sanctification was not possible, and I felt like I couldn't find a job, I couldn't get a place of my own, I couldn't get my own, and everything I fell from grace. I was prayed, and I stopped going to church, and I had this wonderful energy in church and being sanctified and around people I knew and loved me and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like something is so different. It's irresistible. I don't feel the same way, and it's a horrible feeling. I need to get back into meditation and the prayer. I feel like I've lost everything. But that's what it was. Your spirit got broken temporarily. But, you know, it's only temporary. And what you want to do, you know, your spirit soars, and even your body is regenerated. And you're going to be nourished by your power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, because every cell and every system in your body is refreshed and nourished by God. He made you before you even knew who you were. But how powerful it is that the energy of God thought about you as an idea in his mind, and you are a thought in the mind of God and expressed in physical form through a mother who loves you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what people say or think or what the experience is, experientially you have power on every level. This experience of falling down and not being able to get up, Takeda, is all about gaining your power, regaining your spirit, and regaining your strength, and becoming better and younger and more beautiful and more continuous in the flow of life. Don't give up. Because otherwise your whole bodily system will shut down. You don't want that. Your power grows, your power flows, and your power transforms and transmutes you now. You call on that power every day. Don't give up and don't stop, because life will try to spit in your face or slap you around. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can get up off your ass, excuse my French, and say, thank you, I got a beautiful ass, I'm going to use it. I'm going to walk around and be beautiful and cute, and thank God I wear the crown of glory, because I am a child of God. I am a very powerful woman in this world. I am a very powerful, directed person. God anoints me with power and makes me who I am. And gives me what I do. I can start my own business. I can go back to doing regular work. But whatever it is, I don't want to just a J-O-B, which means just over broke anyway. I want a career. I want something I can do. And God will show me this golden sunlight in my life. And so it is. And so it shall be. It used to be before. I don't care what my field of endeavor is.
Mm-hmm.
Money comes in. Money flows through me. And I have the resources to make it happen. There are forces above me and behind me. And I'm on a roll. And I am in control of it. End of story.
Powerful. Although I was in a lot of despair, I had to realize that I cannot continue to push suffering in front of me.
But guess what the word realize means?
Mm-hmm.
The word realize means to make real.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make suffering real.
Right.
Jesus suffered already. Why am I going through it? So, hello.
It's the truth.
It is. I don't need to suffer anymore. I'm born to have joy in my life. And what engineers my life for joy is my mind and my thoughts, because mind is all there is.
Mm-hmm. It's the truth.
And we live inside the mind of God.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you ask for will work. If you don't believe it will work, you won't get it. God is not going to force you.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It is.
It is, because, you know, I was, like, wondering, like, what is it that I'm not doing? You know, I don't want to, like, blame myself, blame the situations or the circumstances, because certain things you just got to charge. It's just a game of life.
Right.
But I was just trying to understand, you know, where did I fit in the scheme of things?
You have such a beautiful spirit. Do you have a baby daughter? Do you have any children?
Oh, I have five, and I do have a baby.
You have five of them?
Mm-hmm.
But I keep feeling a daughter. How old is your daughter?
And she just turned 8.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She's very inquisitive and very powerful and does things her own. You know, she builds things out of her mind.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
If she's not going to be an architect, I'd be surprised. And the thing that stands out about your daughter in my head are her eyes.
Mm-mm. Everybody says that.
See? It stands out in my head are her eyes. Her eyes are very expressive. And she will say something like, oh, my God, where did she get that from? Where did she learn that? Because God is speaking through her all the time. Learn the lesson from your own extension of yourself, your baby.
Mm.
It's a very powerful lesson to learn. And God gave you that as a reflective mirror to understand there's a new situation happening around me, and I'm creating new surroundings where I am much happier and much more able to enjoy life. In working toward this goal of my own striving, it's going to happen. God will send me new opportunities when I'm down and on my, excuse me, quote-unquote, ASS. Now, there's a new opportunity for me to learn. While I'm down here on my butt, what am I learning to transform as an opportunity? Let me look at everything around me. I have to go all the way down before I go up.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm down here in this place, what am I learning? Oh,
right.
There it is. My energy of being grateful to build a new life, to build new things, to find new joy in something else that's not humdrum. There's a new significator in my life, and it's me. I'm learning more power and more energy. So let me get up and dust myself off and learn that these results are good. I've learned something new in the Holy Spirit who strengthens me and gives me power. And so it is.
And so it shall be.
It shall be. Amen. You got me doing the hallelujah now. See? Okay?
Yes. I have one more question if time is allowed. Do you see me getting an apartment anytime soon?
I do, but you know what it is? It's for some strange reason. I saw 3 bedrooms. I don't know why. Even though 2 bedrooms may not be big enough, but I see 3 for some reason. And one part of it you may be using for your new office. So, yes, I see that coming up very, very soon. You know what happens? Things transition for you in January. So you'll be getting this new place. And please let me know where it is. And it may be even 4 bedrooms, a beautiful place. And you'll be able to afford it, too. So don't worry about that.
Okay. Because there were so many hopefuls, and then
I know people do that. But now these hopefuls are turning into realities.
Okay.
I'm changing all of that. And change is important, and I expect it, and this is what I want. I'm getting better treatment and more positive actions from every direction, and so it is. Thank you, God. Thank you for loving me and anointing me and lighting up my life with a light quotient of love and power and dawning on me. Thank you so much. End of story.
No, thank you. Amen.
All righty.
Love you very much.
Okay,
you
too, sweetheart, and have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Wow. You know what I love, Dr. Reggie?
What's that?
I love the way you talk to people and how you pray over them and prophesy over them.
I want to bless them. I want to give them so much blessing from the very depths of my own soul and extend that soul energy to them. Because you know what it does? It sends me more power and light in God. And it strengthens the wheels of power in one person's soul. They will change the world. And I love people so much. I always have. But I want them to find that love in themselves and that power in God, because that's who they are, extensions of source energy.
Amen. You know what I find interesting about that last call? That, first of all, it happened in 2009. 2009 is an 11, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And 11 is an ascension number of power.
Exactly. And so she's looking at, I've been down on my butt.
I know. You don't want to say that word.
I can't say that word. But she was looking at it, and really and truthfully, what
to be brought down does not mean to be crushed. It's preparing you for the ascension. And I want to share with her that 2009, I was brought down. And all it is an opportunity for you to grow to the next level.
Yes, it is.
What you were brought down from is you're no longer a vibrational match with that which you were doing. And the source energy, your higher self actually, your inner being is saying, I'm ready to go higher. We have to go higher. So you have to release the old in order to move to the next level. I guarantee you if we were to talk to her that she would say she had dreams and aspirations of doing something different. And that was very powerful. So she had to release the old. She was no longer a vibrational match. She could not hold that into existence, whatever she was doing before, because this new reality that she's desired for so long is ready to manifest now. What blocked it from coming at that moment was that she was regretting what was past and gone. She didn't completely release it. And these are the principles that
That's the very truth, because everything that she needed to know and every path which she needed to take is now revealed to her. When you get down, it's revealed to you.
Yes. She had this wonderful statement. She said, I was just wondering, what was I doing to block it? Do you remember her saying that?
I do.
Yes. And what it was is, I wanted to say, all you need to do is just ask for what it is. I mean, she's already had it in her heart. She just needed to ask.
But now it's ready to work in her favor. It really is. I think she's got the message. It's ready to work in her favor.
Wow, that was so powerful. I want to roll back to some of these relationships, too, because we've got people that are in relationships and that just can't seem to close the deal. Better word.
Right.
Do you believe that maybe sometimes when we have these relationships that we can't quite seem to close, that we have to come to terms with maybe releasing them? Is a relationship for our highest good? Am I supposed to learn something about my self-worth?
That's the bingo question. That's the last part is right. You learn something about yourself and your self-worth, because a lot of people think they don't deserve love.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that they have this dream about, oh, I want this person to be with me, and they brought to me, but what's going on? Now is your time to shine through those dreams and bring the hidden knowledge to light, following your own path of wisdom, and call on all those things to give you light before you. Visions of the future are revealed to you at that time, and the meaning of the future is made clear to you, and even in love. And you say, God, thank you for that. My emotions, which are my energy in motion, is telling me to have this power and maintain it. So now I can be happy. I raise my cup and I drink the elixir of happiness. And my world is filled with love and delight in everything. I call on this power. I know the power is in me to have love. God is love personified in my body, in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit. And I walk in the path of love. I deserve it. And so it is.
Amen. You know, I want to share this story. You know what, Dr. Reggie? I don't think you even know this. Well, you know everything. But
no, I don't. It's the same.
But, you know, when we first met, everything was just magical there.
Yes, it was.
But then there came a period where it was like you were running. You said, oh, forget this, because I was a lunatic at that point. And you left, but you were just so we had that period of back and forth, and I did a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know about that, did you?
Oh, no, but you called in your mind to call me back and call me for. And I'm going to tell you when you don't think I knew. It was right before Christmas time. You set up this white tree, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do the ritual.
I know, but I see you when you think I don't see you.
I know. That's why I said I know you know. But I did this ritual, and I didn't use the pink candle. What I did was, and I cannot draw, but I drew a picture of you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have these beautiful eyes, and at that time you wore your hair long, remember?
In a ponytail.
Sometimes in a ponytail. Sometimes you just wore it straight.
Like Jesus.
Like Jesus, yeah. And so I drew your hair and everything, and I put this on my mirror, and then I did what you said. I'm remembering now that I did this ritual. I called you forth because
yes.
We were meant to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And I stared at that, and every time I had a little fear or queasiness about it, I would
mm-hmm.
go and stare at that picture and say, I know that you're here now.
Yes, and those are affirmations.
Yes. And, here it is, 20?
And the significator of the affirmation was a drawing of me.
Mm-hmm.
And you use it as an image.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It's 25 years later. We're going into our 25th year of marriage.
Yes.
So when you think, I'm telling all the women out here, when you think that it's not going to work or that, you know, and you're doing these rituals, just know that it's going to work.
It does work. It mm-hmm. really does. And I want you to stay motivated because motivation is the key.
It is.
Just don't lose that. You stay in that path mm-hmm. and be engaged and refreshed and let your mind be relaxed and calm. Oh, where's he at? What's going on? What? Stop that, because that mm-hmm. chases the dream of way.
Well,
you're summoning energy in yourself, and the life force is very strong. And it quickens every cell of your body to bring this person to you
mm-hmm.
and knowing that it is obstacles to overcome easily.
Right.
That's the point.
So we only have 8 minutes left.
Is there another caller?
Oh, yeah. The queue is full. Let me see.
First come, first serve.
Okay. Hey, Susie.
Hey, Cynthia.
Hey, Susie.
Hey, Dr. Reggie.
How are you?
Beautiful. That was a beautiful story.
Aww.
Very beautiful story. I love that story.
Thank you so much. You're an angel.
Yep.
Yes, I wanted to see, I'm going to be with my man on about what I know of. It's Tuesday. One is tonight, and one is on the 7th.
Okay.
I wanted to see if you see, I've been burning my candle continuously. I mean, since the first time I spoke with you, I've been burning a candle continuously. And I wanted to see if you saw any personal conversations opening up anytime soon.
Now,
because
that's good that you asked me that. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. But
end of it. Because what you're doing is unlocking the doors and entering the temple within, a place where there is a secret knowledge. And you see with no other person's eyes except your own, but you feel with the senses of Tim, you hear with the ears of him. You are the high priestess of this temple that you walk into, and you are open and receptive to higher levels of consciousness. And you channel the knowledge that this energy offers to you. And so by being open and receptive, your own power centers are quickening. Open your eyes and your ears and let compassion come in. And you spread this whole veil of being. And you look beyond what you see. And this candle burns the flame in your soul to bring him to you and to engage in dialogue that's very loving and forgiving and very positive. But what first, a word from our sponsor. He's got to release his past with the person. To release. And that's going to happen. So let this be a powerful meeting and a powerful thing, but don't force anything. Simply allow.
No.
Just allow it to be.
So
allow it to be. Allow it to be. Allow it to be. Don't force or you will lose.
No.
Okay.
No,
so just be happy. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay?
So he has not released yet.
Not quite. So whatever it is, I hear a phone ringing somewhere.
Yes, I hear that.
Oh. And when that happens, it is what it is. And be grateful for him. No matter what, you are holding your own right now. Use that power for yourself, too, because guess what? It's invulnerable. You're immune from anything else. See how powerful it is with you, okay? It's working. You're doing a good job burning your candles because it's a very powerful gesture as a ritual. It really is, okay?
Yes, I'm steadily burning.
And be happy with it. I see you laughing and being happy and being gooks, pimples all over, tickly, tickly, because it's going to be a great meeting.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, honey. Thank you so much for your beautiful spirit, both of you. Together, you are just dynamite.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
What an angel. Thank you, Susan.
I truly, truly see that.
I know that. We mean it. We love you, too. We know. We know.
Beautiful, both of you.
Oh.
You were meant to be together.
Amen.
Well,
a powerful
thank you.
Force.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
I love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend, and I will see you again on Tuesday.
That's right.
Okay? Tuesday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 So, yeah, I want to remind people, if you live in the Atlanta area, Dr. Reggie and I host a Tuesday night meditation, which is just awesome. He does a lot of prophecy during that time. And so if you want to come out, please join us. You can reach us at 800-401-8129. We'd love to have you with us. It's at 7 o'clock in Duluth at the Benton Road Park Community Center. And also I want to remind you that December the 21st, Dr. Reggie is having a powerful, powerful ritual for the
winter solstice.
The winter solstice.
And also that December 21st is a day that everybody's talking about, 2012. That day is going to, after the Mayan calendar, every 26,000 years, things change, and they were very tuned in to the stars. And that date for this year, 2012, is December 21st, and it happens exactly on the day of the winter solstice, before the change comes for winter. So if you have a chance to be at the Benton Road Community Park Center on December 21st, please put that date down. That ritual and that energy and that prayer meditation is going to be amazing.
And a lot of you that are not in the Atlanta area, we're working on doing a streaming live this ritual, so you can participate with us online, and we'll keep you up to date. But the way you have to know what's going on is to go to our website, circlesofprosperity.org, and sign up as a member so you can get on our email list. And so that we can keep you up to date with the live streaming of the of this powerful ritual, okay? Dr. Reggie, we have a couple of more callers. I want to let people know if you're in the queue, we will make sure that you get your reading, even though the show is not going to be streaming. So, Dr. Reggie, do you want to go to the next caller?
Okay, please do. Let's go to the next person.
All right. Hello, Norma.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
How are you? Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi,
hello.
Norma.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine.
Okay. What do you want me to focus on?
I would say finances, my job.
Okay. Now, you're working right now still, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's a good thing. Do you have a fear that you won't have the job, or fear you might not, or you might lose it or something? What are your fear?
Actually, I would like to make a transition because I've relocated and I'm traveling back and forth to
right.
my recent job. And I would really like to make a transition, you know, to find something in the area that I lived in.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You will. You will. If you tell yourself, when you do your prayer and place your hand over your heart and say, you know what? I see myself working at a company that hired me for my qualifications of being good. And I know that these people know I'm a good fit for the company. I am the one that they want. This good news about this job comes to me. I enjoy the job, and I do well with my job. And my job rewards me and fulfills me. And you know what? Say that with your hand over your heart, because it's going out to the energy of the people at the job, and say, you know what? I set my hand in my heart and I say, I create the pattern of a powerful energy of magic through God. And I channel this open to myself and others. I made myself known, and I know this job is going to be great for me. It's open to me, and so it is.
Okay.
And it works every time. Go back and listen to what I said to you in the archives. After the show is over, you can go back and listen to it over and over again, because it works. When you say something, it creates impact between you and your job. I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
Yes, it's very powerful.
Are you able to tap into anything that's happening with me?
That may be what?
That's occurring with me presently.
Yes, I know that some things happen for a reason. Even when it seems like somebody's trying to do dark magic on you or trying to put something on you. Have you felt that before?
Yes.
Somebody's trying to block you?
Yes.
And know what that is? That's just a negative energy. Don't pay attention to it. Nobody has that power. There's only one power in the universe and in your life, and it is God the good. Keep that. It will unblock all the doors.
Okay.
Okay? And say that all the time. In fact, say the 23rd Psalm when you get stressed out.
Yeah, I've always said that because, like, I've had dreams and negative energy, and I've found myself, you know, rebuking whatever it is. And
this energy is not in my life. It was something in my past life or maybe something before I was born. But I learned to be ready to enjoy the changes and the challenges in my new position that it brings to me. I believe it is so, and I have a secret knowledge, and so it is. Thank you, God, for blasting all this negative stuff out of my life.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
And have a beautiful weekend, and don't worry about a thing, because worry is negative. It's not going to do any good. Keep your mind open to positive things, and let the sun shine on you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Who's next, Cynthia?
Good morning. This is Dr. Reggie. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Woody.
Woody, hey, long time no here. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
I guess what message you have for me, I guess.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Just whatever message you have for me.
Oh, whatever message. I see a lot of good things happening. I see for the knowledge thing, keep yourself in the energy of looking deep within yourself and knowing that you engineer your life, especially for, I don't know why I'm saying this, though, it's something with legal understanding. Does that make any, I don't have any idea what that means. When it comes about legal stuff and legal understandings, watch out for that, keeping things in order, because victory belongs to you. I don't care what decisions are made, victory is yours. And it's won already. And that includes everything, including love and romance, no matter what other people say or think. Remember, you are unique and special, and you win with love and with everything that happens in your life. Meditate and visualize this all the time, Woody, and see that you are the one responsible. And in terms of money and power, you are weaving something very powerful right now. There's a raw power in you from the stars, and you send it through you into the earth, that money comes to you and success comes to you and luck is in your corner. See that right now.
Okay.
All right? And
yeah,
know that you have a very powerful, gentle, beautiful spirit, no matter what. And God gave you that at birth. And keep it going. The wheels of fortune turn in your favor.
Okay, I got a question. I've been searching for an agency or management for some career music. I've been diligent looking for it. I was wondering, do you see me connecting with the right person that could support?
I do. And remember this, when somebody's talking about managing, is this for entertainment?
Yes.
And when you talk about managing, someone who manages, most entertainment people, especially musicians, want people in their families they can trust, even their father and mothers. Like Beyonce, her father managed them, and the mother did the clothes and the stuff and the hair and carried all that energy over into entertainment under a contract that nobody else can have that power. But even then, when she got age, you can relinquish that power to the parents. So somebody you can really trust. When you get an agent, if that agent talks about anything else besides managing and guiding and delivering you to what you have to do, be careful. Their whole job is to make sure they advise and counsel. That's the whole contract, advise and counsel. Advise you what to do and counsel you in the right way, not tell you you better do this and you better go here, because that's not an agent's job. You have your own thing from your own money that comes to you. They have nothing else to do with that. And if you pay anybody something, any money up front, that's illegal. When you get an agent or a manager, you don't never pay for anything up front. No. They pay you for your talent. So make sure you have the confidence to go forward and call for the money in your mind, and money comes to you, and so does the manager. And let it be positive, okay?
Okay.
And it will happen very soon, very, very soon. In fact, see it happening right now. And
okay.
Keep a magic secret. If you have a little plastic container, a little plastic baggie, a tiny, tiny one, keep a teaspoon of cinnamon in it and keep it on you. Put it in your pocket or in your wallet. Watch how money comes to you and watch how success comes to you too. That's the fire of God with Uriel. And call me, let me know the secret, what happened, how good it turned out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Woody.
Okay, Dr. Reggie, why don't you take us into our closing prayer?
Okay. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these beautiful spirits that call in to circles of prosperity. I thank you for their tithes and their offerings to keep us on the air and keep prosperity flowing and to keep us as a premium channel on Blog Talk Radio. Because without their contributions, there will be no Oracle Friday. So we thank you for the power and the magnitudes of their general contributions and their offerings. Let everything that they want happen in their favor. I affirm and decree that this power of the Holy Spirit is like magic, as a channel open to me and others. Let it be known with everything they seek and everything they are. Let this come into them as power and love and prosperity. Love, the ultimate thing, and their jobs and everything they're seeking, that's seeking them, let it be a vibrational match for their future and for their past and for their now. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness. You guys have a blessed weekend. Of course, we'll be back next week and continuing our study on emotions. God bless you.